love to do here is to see people get trained up, get freed up, and get released into the things that God's called them to do. And so you'll notice that, you know, it's not just the same old people that are up here teaching the word every week. Aren't you glad that you don't have to listen to me every week? I mean, come on, let's be real. So tonight I am so pleased and proud to be able to introduce for the very first time teaching the Word of God. The Word of God. I want you to give just a hearty heavens invasion welcome and blessing to our sister Patrice Young. It's your fan club. Could you pay them to do that?
$5. Oh my gosh. So I'm like, okay, so I start singing when I'm nervous, right? And the whole way up, I'm like, okay. Y'all get to be all excited, and I'm like, yeah. It'll be alright. Okay. Alright, so Russ asked me to do this, and I was like, idea, you know? But then I started thinking about it, because I'm always thinking, right? I couldn't just be like, no. Later I learned that somebody else, who I won't mention their names, but it begins with the M-I-K-E, he said, yeah, he asked me, but I was like, oh, nah. Is that simple? But I'm like thinking, and I'm like, okay, what's the reason why I can't do this? And they're all stupid. So I go back to him, and I'm like, okay, I can't really think of a good reason, so yeah, I'm going to do it. You know.
We love you, Teresa.
Yeah, so, all right. So, let me pray first. Oh, God, I yield to you, Lord God. I just yield to you, and I just thank you, and I praise you for every opportunity to step out of my comfort zone, Lord God. Because I have no clue what I'm doing, I know that you will do something mighty here, Lord, and I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you that I don't have to have all the answers, Lord, that I can just share my heart, Lord. And I just thank you, and I praise you in Jesus' name. Amen.
That's good.
So, lately I've been hearing a whole lot from like, family members, friends, and just like people that I don't even know, the people that like read my blog and everything, and they think that God is angry. They have this idea that he is just like really pissed off and ready to just, you know, dole out some punishments and all. And so he's kind of like sitting there waiting, just waiting for you to mess up so that he can go ahead and jump on that and all. And I'm like, what? Like, you know? So, one woman, I actually wrote a blog post that I need to actually think about because I have it set to come out tomorrow, and it's about God's wrath. And I think I put like a question like God's wrath, you know. So this one woman wrote to me, and she says, I have been the recipient of both God's tender mercies and his wrath. And when she said this, I was like, what? And then I'm like thinking, like, if I could look her in the face, I'd be like, Jesus, is that you? Because didn't God pour out all his wrath on Jesus?
Yeah.
Did he like leave some back in a cauldron somewhere so that, like, you know, when we mess up, we can just, you know, pour a little bit out on us? What's the deal with that, you know? So I'm like thinking about her, and I was just like, yo, like, where are we getting this stuff from? Why don't we cut through all the hearsay and go directly to him? You know? And so I was thinking about her, and then I was talking to another friend who I don't want to out like I did, Mike. She was saying, what she said really struck me. She was saying that she was talking to her mom, and her mom was saying that something about God was going to pull her hair if she had done something. And then she was like, you know, like, or he'll pull her ear. And I'm imagining, like, can you imagine, like, yes, we jack things up as parents and we do cruddy things like that, right? But can you really imagine God, like, yanking your ear, pulling your hair? Why would you want to worship? Why would you want to go to someone that would treat you like that?
That's right.
You know, like, I couldn't imagine. I just couldn't imagine that. And I'm like, well, maybe that's where we get a lot of this from. And the thing that my friend said to me was brilliant, because she said to her mother, she said, "Mom, I think you're confusing God with Grandma." I was like, yeah, you know,
wow.
I was like, oh my gosh. So I'm thinking about him, you know, as I'm listening to different people, and I'm like, I don't know this like angry God, and all. I know the one that gives us new grace and mercy for each and every day, you know. I love what Graham Cook said. He said something about, let me read it because I'm not going to remember. He said, "There are no good or bad days. Every day is a day of grace. Grace to enjoy what is happening, or grace to endure what is happening." And that's the way I see it. That's how I see, you know, things unfolding in my life. It's not that he's like angry at me and just waiting for me to fail so that he can jump on that and punish me. Jesus took all that so that I don't have to. And if he didn't, I'm in trouble, and so are you. You know, if he's waiting to dole out some wrath on us, we can't take that.
That's right.
There's no way. And so I had this other situation that, so my brother-in-law has been, I don't know, people are in his head, friends, about this, well, to me it's just a bunch of religious stuff, right? They're telling him a lot of stuff, and a lot of it sounds nonsensical, religious, and just really out there, like, what? But it's all supposed truth, and everybody is just deceived and all that. And one of the things that my brother-in-law said to me, or he sent me a text, and he's like, "I want you to look up Jesus, research Jesus." And so I'm like, "What are you talking about?" And he said, well, the first thing he said to me was, "Why do we call him that? That's not what they called him in Hebrew." And I said, "Yeah, I know, it's Yeshua." And he's like, "So why are we calling him Jesus?" And I was like, "We speak English. That was Hebrew, you know?" And he's like, "Well, no, no, no. Your name is Patrice. And if, you know, somebody German or whatever calls your name, they're going to say Patrice." And I'm like, not necessarily. You know, it does change. The meaning doesn't change, but it does change. We have John, Juan, Michael, Miguel. Like, you know, and the meaning is exactly the same. No one, now I know some people name their children Jesus, right? But think about it. Like, no one, when you say Jesus and you're talking about God, no one gets him confused with Michael Jackson. Nobody. Like, you know what I mean? So I'm listening to him, and I'm like, yo, like, what are you talking about? You know? And then it's like, at the same time, I'm thinking of all these like theories and all that he's throwing out there, and I'm like, where is God in all this? And on one hand, I'm thinking, you know, okay, Lord, this is good because he's searching, he's thinking, but at the same time, a lot of this just sounds like something somebody else is just like feeding him too. And I'm like, what I said to him, you know, when he said, "Look up, you know, research Jesus," and I was like, "You know what that's like?" And he's like, "What?" And I said, "That's like you telling me to go and research your brother, who is my husband, or my mother. I know them.
Yes.
I don't need to go and research. I can go straight to the source."
Amen.
You know? And that's one thing that a lot of people, but the enemy knew the Bible, right? He knows the Bible. He knows the word. And he can use it and twist it and all that kind of stuff. So I'm not saying that we don't need to know the word, but we need to know him. My God. You could give me your autobiography, Juan, and I can read that and know everything about you that you put in there for me to learn about you. But do I really know you? No. We can't just do one or the other. It has to go together, you know, to make sense of this whole thing. And then when somebody comes at me telling me, you know, oh, there's no such thing as gravity or the planets, I'm like, what? You know, and then I'm like, too, like, what does that even have to do with God? What does that have to do with knowing Him and loving Him and being in relationship with Him? It's just all just a bunch of, like, clutter. And I said to him, too, I was like, you know who the author of confusion is, right? And he's like, yeah, the enemy. And I'm like, okay.
Okay.
You know, but it just wasn't, like, connected and all. And I'm just like, we who know Him, who really know Him, we gotta get the word out, guys. Oh, my God. Like, because people have so many just crazy ideas about who God is, and it's just, it's sad. And as I'm listening to my brother-in-law speak, I'm like, I just felt this overwhelming sense of love for him, and I know part of that was from God, you know, and I'm just like, He loves you so much, just cut through all this and go straight to Him. And I even said to him, I said, can you just stop and say, Lord, reveal yourself to me? And he was like, yeah, I have. I'm like, wait for him. Because.
Yeah, exactly.
So, I'm like, this whole thing of, with all these, like, religious mindsets and all, we got to provoke our brothers and sisters to jealousy. We got to get them to see what's on this side, yeah, you know, of this thing. Because we don't have time for all this foolishness and all. And I was just thinking about, like, my own life and, like, the different things that have happened and all. Like, I'm just read what I wrote because I don't want to get all emotional about it and all. But, so, I put, when I look at all that I've been through with, like, molestation, rape, good amounts of rejection, losing my grandparents, stepfather, oldest sister within months of each other, then taking care of my mother through a bout of breast cancer, having to administer shots to her every single day for several months on end. And then I had lost two more of my siblings on my father's side, one of which was my closest sister, and she died right on my birthday last year. And then I went on to lose four children in a 5-month time span. Like, I could have, like, you know, shrunk down and thought that, you know, like, people want to blame those things on God, but we have an enemy.
That's right.
We have an enemy who is not too shabby at the whole kill, steal, and destroy mission. So what I did was, like, I looked for God in everything, and He ain't hiding, like, not at all, you know? And I have been absolutely amazed, like, the love that He has showered on me in such tangible ways and in so many different ways, just being in His presence and just feeling His love, having, during the Christmas season, Evelyn and another woman gave me a sum total of $600, saying that God told them to do that, you know, during the Christmas season. And just, like, blessing after blessing after blessing, but I was looking for them. I wasn't just willing to just sink down into this whole, like, pit, you know, and then, you know, throw the pity parties, send out invitations. I wasn't willing to do all that. I like smiling. I like having fun. I like being happy. So I'm like, okay, Lord, help me with this. I'm gonna cry and do what I gotta do when I have to, but I don't wanna stay here. And He revealed to me that I don't have to.
Amen.
It's okay. And one thing that still, I'm probably going to say this forever, floored me about the whole thing when I was lamenting to Him that very last time I lost that child, I was like, Lord, like, why? Because it's just, like, too much, you know? And instead of Him doing all the different things that He could have done, He could have just exactly did, He could have said, listen, I will make all things good. I'll turn this into good. And, you know, all the stuff that He could have said, He said none of that. He said, I'm sorry. That's the God people need to know.
Yes.
He's the one that like just gets right down where you are and lifts you up. And it wasn't, it's just amazing to me to think that like he knows everything. He can see the bigger picture where we can't, and yet he still chooses to just get down on our level. And even with him knowing what we're going to say, what we're going to do, that seems kind of boring. I think you guys would bore me if I knew what you were going to say before you saying it. Like, why do I really want to be in a relationship with you if I already know the whole thing, you know? But he does that. That's just, like, that floors me. So, I could never believe that it was God that caused any of those things to happen. And I'm looking for the good, you know, out of every last thing that has happened. And I even love, like, Rusty told me one time how, because I've seen so much death happen, like, on my watch and all, and because, like, a lot of these people, I was right there, you know, with them and all when they died. And he said, like, flip that. You're going to be a part of seeing people raise. And I'm like, yeah, that's it. That's good. That's really good stuff, you know? So, like I was saying, within the last year, I've been just looking for God at every turn and all. And it's just been amazing and, like, overwhelming, like, all the time if I was sitting just, like, stewing it. And that's something to stew in. His love, his goodness, his peace, like, he's just amazing. And it amazed me, too, that even the times when I felt disconnected from him, he showed me that I really wasn't. Because when I was with, I had gone to Maryland, and I was with my mom, and I was actually in the process of losing that last child at that moment, and we had gone out to IHOP. As we were sitting in the IHOP, God gives me a word for the waitress, and I was like, really? Here? Like now, because I'm sitting there, I'm tired from the drive, and I'm just tired, you know, like my body and hurt, you know, inside and out, all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, what? And you know, like I'm always smiling and everything. I was not smiling that day. So, like the first woman, she's like all nice and everything. I was like, the Lord wants you to know that. You have a beautiful heart, and I'm just like, I'm telling her everything, right? And she was like, oh, thank you so much. But it really did start to, like, pick me up, and also I saw it. I think I saw it this morning. I don't know. But then the next woman, it was a woman in a booth behind me, and that one was, like, more serious because he did, like, this play on words where he was, I don't remember what he said, but it was really nice. And, but something that I wouldn't have wanted to say in front of the party I was with as well as hers. And so I was like, I'm like stupid, right? Because this is God and little old me. So God is telling me stuff to say to this lady. And I was like, again? And he's like, yep. And I'm like, all right. This is not one of those words you just give in front of everybody. So you don't have to work this out. I ain't doing it. I'm like, this is like too deep. This is too, you know, this is not some old superficial, Jesus loves you, and all. And so, how about, as soon as I said that, though, the woman gets up and goes over to the bathroom. She takes her nephew or something to the bathroom. She stands outside the door by herself. And I was like, dang it. So I went over there, and I ministered to her, again, with this deadpan face, but it was appropriate in that case. And it was amazing. Like, that woman just started crying, and she was just, like, really, it meant everything to her. And she hugged me, and in the moment that she hugged me, I was like, I can't be disconnected from you, because I don't know this lady.
That's right.
I don't know her at all. And it was just, that too floored me, so it's like, okay, yeah, our feelings can lie, you know, to us. And that part is a little fun for me, figuring it out, because I am a feeler. I am the one who God gives me. Like when my brother-in-law was telling me all that religious stuff, my stomach started hurting. And I was like, okay, I know I ain't eating nothing. Or, you know, there was nothing like that going on. And later the Lord revealed to me that that was the spirit of witchcraft that I was sensing and all. And I was like, okay, so give him an encounter with you, Lord. Take this away because I had to do this teaching with the youth group this week. That was my first week doing that. And I was like, I don't have time for this. So, and he took it away. You know, I prayed for my brother-in-law, interceded for him, and that was the end of that. And so there are times when you will have things come on you, feelings, emotions, or whatever, and it is from God. Or it is, you know, something that he's prompting you to do something about. And it's up to you then to turn to him and say, okay, Lord, what is this? And, you know, what do you want me to do about it? And all. So it's fun to discover more, you know, about myself with that. And for me, the whole thing is just wrapped up in an intimate relationship with him. I absolutely love simplicity. I love things to be broken down to the simplest form. And not because I'm stupid, but just because, like, it's just easier that way. And I love that God, that's God's heart for us. Because for real, a lot of us wouldn't get it. It was too complicated, you know? And so at every turn, I look to him and I'm like, okay, Lord, like, help me with this. When I'm tempted to feel, you know, anything, angry, upset, afraid, anything, I just turn to him and I'm like, okay, Lord. And I tap into that person of peace and I'm like, okay. And, you know, and it works. It's amazing. So it's just been fun learning about myself through this intimate relationship with him. And it's been fun because God is just fun too. Like, he's so much fun. Like, lately, I've been seeing more, and it's been weird. And I don't even think to ask him, what am I seeing or why I'm seeing this and all. But, like, I was talking to you, Evelyn, one time. We were talking on the phone, and I was like, you know, I'm just sitting here, and I just see, like, what looks like snow, like, going horizontally, like, across, like, you know. And I'm just like, whoa, this is cool. And I'm, like, trying to feel it and all, and I was like, how do we not, like, bump into stuff when we're walking and all? Because, like, there's so much going on and all. And it's just, like, really cool. And I got to remind myself to ask the Lord about these things. And, you know, because I don't think he does anything, like, just for nothing, you know? And it's just so much fun. And this is the side that we need to introduce people to. And, I just love, like, his willingness and, like, availability and all for us. So there's this, I'm, like, all over my page and all, but I didn't even have to tell you guys that you wouldn't know. So there's this verse that I came across that I absolutely loved because I felt like it was, like, just for me. So Hosea 14 and 15, it says, therefore, behold, I will allure her, bring her into the wilderness, and speak kindly to her. Then I will give her her vineyards from there, and the valley of Achor as a door of hope. And she will sing there as in the days of her youth, as in the day when she came up from the land of Egypt. And I was like, Lord, you know you're talking to me, because I sing, and like everything. Like, and that's, I feel like that's exactly what he has done. Sometimes, you know, we can, if things are so good, we're, some of us are prone to not paying attention to God in those moments and all. But in those valleys, that's when, oh God, oh Lord, you know, and all. And thankfully, he has the grace where he's okay with that, and he'll meet us there. And I love how he said, you know, I'll allure her into the wilderness. And I don't see the wilderness as a bad thing. Really, I just see it, I see it as no distractions, and it's just you and him.
That's right.
And it's, oh God, like, it's just, like, glorious. And so I looked up, I wanted to know about that valley of Achor, so I read a little excerpt that I read about that. It says, a valley is quite literally a low place. When we speak of being in the valley, we refer to a place of difficulty and trial. But this valley is more difficult than most to traverse. The word Achor means in Hebrew, roiling waters, troubled, afflicted. It means to convey a picture of the worst kind of turbulence, like riding the most extreme rapids on a flood stage river. It's a place of terror and high danger. And the God of Israel says to his covenant people, I will make that place of violence and terror, that lowest place in your life, a door of hope. This phrase, door of hope, in Hebrew is a colorful phrase, so I'll stop there. But he did that. Like, he totally made that whole time a door of hope, because I was like, even in feeling bad sometimes, even in feeling disconnected and all, I'm still talking to him, and I'm having just evidence of his love all over the place, and he's talking to me, and he's talking through me, and it was just, like, amazing and fun even. And I'm like, okay, Lord, like, I can do this. You know, I can do this with you. And so lately with the youth group, I did like 3 sessions with them. And we did this thing that Miguel over in the Bronx taught Jayla and I. And I wanted to do that with you. It's kind of like what we did last week with Joe. But what we're going to do, you know what? So, okay. So anybody that knows Gary, right? Gary Fisher. So his ex-wife passed today. Yes. And our girl Margot is, you know, she needs, you know, she's in need right now. So the Bible says that out of our belly flow rivers of living water. Let's tap into that. And let's, like, drop our buckets in. And let's get some peace and send it to her. Because God, you know, transcends time and space. And so do we.
Amen.
So do we. So let's do that. So is that mic up there? Can you play that song for me? So we're going to just tap into what we already have inside of us, who we already have inside of us.
Yeah.
And the degree to which you're able to yield to him is the degree that he will be able to rise up in you. So just, and if you, you know, you yourself are going through something and haven't, you know, had a bad week or time, day, year, whatever, allow his peace to just pour over you. And we're going to send it to our sister Margot too.
Thank you.
Anything out of that just now, I did.
Come on.